It will be, and I hope they can confirm this, served by public water through Water District Number 3 and through sewer through the Bull Creek sewer facility. That actually goes down to Rockaway Beach. So let me kind of get this rolling here.
So, Cody, what's happened to this since our last presentation here?
So they had some meetings. They got with the neighbors. They heard, you know, the first plan wasn't well thought out. They heard that. They hired Great River to come back and rethink the whole project. They took it away. I'm going to be high level because they've done a lot. They took away the restaurant. They have taken away different features. Side-by-sides, different features that caused issues with the neighborhood. Probably still some compatibility stuff there, but I'll let you guys work through that. But they've done a lot to really pull it back and try to address those issues. They've done a lot more than that. I'm just scratching the surface. So, but they brought this new plan development so they could really draw it out and let us customize this plan to what you guys think and see how well it fits with what they see if we can meet in the middle, come up with a plan for this area. So, Restora, once again, it's all these parcels. Acres. So, some R1 down to the south, R1 to the north, A1 pretty much all around it. You got some C2. Storage units or something way up there. It's right behind, I think, the Ford dealership. I know you guys might remember this from last time, but the restaurant here has been now changed into another structure, another use. The side-by-side stuff, they might be keeping some of it, but I think it's been completely reduced, pushed back 400 feet to our regs. They might have some information to address on that also. I don't want to speak too much for them. They know it better than I do. So you got your different uses. You got your agricultural, let's see, residential, and then just agricultural and retreat, and then just straight up agricultural uses. So we got a road in. I don't think that's changed a lot. Maybe the entrance, but the rest of it, I think, is pretty much the same. I had to flip this sideways to get it. It was so small you couldn't see it. So I'll let them address it, but you can see the setbacks. That's something they came and talked to me, and I said, you got too many trails, you got too much activity, too close to the edge of the property, needs to be looked at, and Great River kind of took all that information and came back and really brought things in and get those distances that the county was looking for. This is a kind of a rough in of the new driveway entrance. It's got a wider entrance. There's the old one. There's a new one, I think, right through here, and they're right in the middle. Jack can talk to this. They somehow tried to get the peak of that hill, so they got sightline a little better from both directions. Is that right, Jack?
Yeah, we did get an entrance there that meets sight distance requirements.
Yeah. A little better drawing of it. They got a couple ways in and out with some retainage over here, so if they've got extra vehicles and they're not backing people up, they can put the retainage over there and keep people out of the road, but have a place for them to get on property and get off property and have some storage so that's more smooth. The whole property is broke up into these sections. I just snapped this real quick. Each one has a specific use that dials into it. So I got one here, right? So if you go in here and you find one, and one's this purple right here, and then it tells the use, right? parcel 2 through 2 and 15. So 2, I'm not going to get too deep in this, but 2 and where's 15 at? Right there. 2 and 15, they have their uses. So this is how they broke it up, and they really did a lot of work on finding out what every part of this land can be used for and how it can be used. And it'll be set in stone if this is approved like this. There won't be any change in this once the final plat comes back to the commission, if it's approved. So I got a lot of that, and we can talk through that. I'm going to let them present that. They're going to know it better than me, but if you want to look it up, we can. We got some old easements. This is, I think, the is this the existing house or is this the newer one? Do you guys know? Existing? Yeah, there's the new one over here, isn't it? Maybe. Anyway. So I ran out today, snapped a few photos. Of course, this is the entrance coming in. Like I said, they're probably going to have a new alignment if approved. Got some gate stuff up. It's the older home that was on there. They've kind of created this. I'm not quite sure what it's going to be used for exactly, but they've remodeled it. The barn on top of the hill, it's supposedly just for agricultural use. You guys can address that with them. Looks like some site pads. I'm not so sure about the site pads. It looks like it's got mud in them. I don't know. I hope it don't, but it looks like it might. We got some camping areas. This is on top of the hill right behind where I was at. You can see the tiny homes have been kind of lined up and somewhat set. There you go, better view. They're on blocks. They've got their tie downs in. So, yeah, if you're thinking back, these were not in this place when we last did this. They were stacked up. They'd just been pulled in. They've now been somewhat set. Once again, where the yurts go, I think this is where the yurts go, or some of them, kind of got it ready to go. More camping. This is more the campsite area. This is, I'm standing right beside that house I just showed you, and this is looking looking back to the east. Up here's where those slab on grades were at. The barn is back right behind me, right beside me here. Letter they sent us. With that, I'll turn it over to them.
So just before they come up, so it's zoned agricultural now, or?
It's always been ag.
Okay, so as far as building a barn, you don't need a permit for a barn, right?
That's correct.
But as far as the RV pad sites and everything else that you've shown, was there approved building permits for any of that?
No, there hasn't been.
Okay.
Not approved, yeah. They submitted them. I'm not moving forward on this because it came as a planned agreement of a development, and we're not moving forward till we get approval.
But even previously when they came before us, there was no approved building permits. Okay. That's what I thought. All right. Let's roll. Good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's good to see you again.
Same here.
First of all, I want to say thank you for denying the last one. The reason I say that, the conditional use permit, is because it's caused us to do two things. Number one is rethink the entire plan. When it comes to the approvals, we did have a mishap to where, first of all, I've never done this before. The general contractor that I hired, I thought I had got the permits done. He thought we'd got the permits done. He said, hey, go down there and get these permits for these things. I went and paid an application fee and paid, and I didn't mention anything else to him. And so we didn't find out we didn't have the permits until we got in front of you guys. So that was a big no-no, and again, I apologize for that. The next thing is Well, first of all, it cost us to really change our entire plan. We went and knocked the neighborhoods and just knocked all the doors and talked to everybody we could talk to. We held another meeting at the fire station. And then as of yesterday, we had a whole community and invited people out to plant trees. We planted over 250 trees, fruit trees, yesterday with the surrounding community, which was a spectacular event. So, first of all, I mean, this entire plan was rethought based on the community's reaction, based on the things that you guys wanted us to do and see. And so we're back with a plan that we think benefits the community and is adhering to the standards that you guys set forth. So Cody's been doing a great job in just, you know, making sure that we're, you know, skating within the lines. And, yeah, I just appreciate the denial, because if I had to run a restaurant and everything else, it probably would have been too much for me and my family. So I think it was a blessing in disguise, that denial. And, again, I've made a lot of friends now because it's forced us to be a good neighbor. And we've met a lot of people we wouldn't have met if we wouldn't have gone and knocked all these doors and spent more time with the community and asking, what do you guys want us to do here? What do you not want us to do here? And then shaping that into what is going to be presented to you today. So without further ado, I'm going to ask that Mr. Todd Chandler is going to actually present the plan from Great River. They've done a phenomenal job of you know, making sure that this thing is compliant and it meets all the code. And again, thank you for tonight. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, Planning Commission. I'm Todd Chandler with Great River Engineering, the engineer of record on the project. As Justin said, obviously they got in front of you and went through the conditional use permit process, and we kind of met with Cody afterwards after the denial to kind of seek a different action plan, which is what has sparked us to go into the plan development route. As far as the plan development, we had Bill Young. He's a planner that has done like Branson Hills, the Landing as well, so he's done a lot of plan developments in the area. He's helped on the recent plan development for Silver Dollar City as well. So we brought him as part of our team. He doesn't like to go to these things, so he's about 85 years old, mm-hmm. and he does not like to go to public meetings anymore. He's like, I've done that plenty in my past, and so now that's where I'm kind of presenting for him for this development plan. So if Cody, if you go ahead and flip to the next slide.
She's locked up on me.
Uh-oh. Well, when we get there to the next slide, really the main caveat is this is a quiet, private, guest-only wellness retreat. The guest experience short-term stays, you know, ranging anywhere from 3 to 7 days. They're scheduled. They're structured. They're invited. You know, online or via phone call, so it's not open to the public. It's invitation only for pre-approved guests. It's, you know, basically the thought process is having, you know, calm, low-intensity, predictable use. As far as the overnight accommodations in the plan, five small cabins, which you saw pictures of, the portable structures, six glamping tents, non-permanent, up to 30 primitive campsites, and then up to 24 RV guest sites as well. With the those are all obviously privately owned RVs. As far as the restaurant that has gone away, we'll talk about that here in a minute. There will be a fellowship building, which is that slab that Cody was talking about, for guest use only. This is not accessible to the public. It's really a kitchen and kind of lunch counter, grab some snacks, stuff like that for guests that are staying on the premise. Staff offices as well, too. Justin moved his whole family here, so they live on the property, so they'll be there all times. Indoor space for rest, reading, and worship, that is a portion of this, the as far as the worship side of it, and it's very important for the wellness retreat aspect. And then it's, as I mentioned, it's not a public restaurant or event space, which was kind of the previous plan. So they've really, from working with the neighbors, we had a neighborhood meeting, which is not a requirement for a PD. And, you know, we had a lot of constructive feedback, and we really have tried to adopt that as much as possible. I think you'll hear that from some of the neighbors as well. But really the summary here is low density, quiet, private and controlled, and then respectful of the neighbors. We try to appreciate the fact that there were concerns that were brought based on what the feedback was as part of the conditional use permit. Next slide.